Okay, very good.
So now we're going to turn on the lights in our mind with a beautiful meditation. So if you like to close your eyes, sit down in a comfortable position. And there's still a few more people coming in, the latecomers. We're so easygoing in Buddhism that people come in late, they come in early, they leave late, they leave early. They live in the middle, they come in the middle, that's just life. So we just let it be and stop complaining. And we let our whole world be. One of my sayings you've probably heard before, that in our life I've seen so many human goings, very rarely seeing a human being. A human just being here. Instead of going somewhere. So stop going places and imagine you have arrived. You've arrived here in this moment. So you sit down, relax. With your eyes closed, as often as well as the sound of my voice, you can feel the sensations in your own body. And if those sensations are telling you that you should adjust your body, to wiggle your bottom, to adjust your legs, to scratch your nose, please do so. I know that in some forms of meditation you keep your eyes open. In this type of meditation you keep your eyes closed, which means you're free to put your finger in your ear or up your nose. No one is watching. You can scratch anything, as long as it belongs to you, not the person sitting next to you. Because no one is watching. Don't let the body go yet. Stay becoming aware of all the feelings and sensation in this body in which you live. Because sometimes, because we are unaware of our bodily feelings and sensations, we have tightnesses, tensions within, which will later be the cause of serious illness. By becoming aware of our body, and learning how to relax it with kindness, we are also improving our health. So when you're aware of your body, what part of the body, what feeling stands out more than any other? See if you can relax that feeling. Letting go of two ends of tension. It's like somebody is pulling both ends. You let it go and feel the body relax. There might be places of compression. You feel like your stomach's being squashed and it's very painful. Take away the compression, expand, loosen, let go. And feel the pain, the tightness, loosen up. With practice, you find you can relax parts of your own body one by one. By focusing on them, which is called mindfulness, and being kind to them. The combination of mindfulness plus kindness is called kindfulness, what we use in meditation. The mindfulness gives you feedback. You can notice the sensations in your body moving towards what you know as relaxation. You can move them a bit further in that direction for greater ease and comfort. Relaxing to the max. Aware of the body, loosening it, expanding it, easing the body in which you live. Relaxing the body. What we're doing here is we're sustaining our mindfulness and kindness on one place, so it doesn't wander around too far. And when the body is relaxed, then we can let it go and put our mindfulness, our awareness on our mental world to try and bring that to a state of relaxation. We find we're always pulled and pushed with the tension of the past and the future. So the first thing to do in this meditation is to let go of all past and all future. And I often invoke a little mental exercise of the two shopping bags. This is very apt for this time of year. Imagine you've just been Christmas shopping. You've got these two bags, one in the left hand, one in the right hand. And they're so heavy. You've been carrying them for such a long time. Your arms ache and your shoulders hurt. Can you imagine carrying bags with your arms aching? And you use your imagination to visualize looking at the bag in the left hand and seeing the words written on the outside, the letters, PAST, the past. Because in that bag are all your memories, both good and bad, which you've been carrying around so long that your heart is tired. And then you use imagination to look at the right hand bag and see that bears the letters FUTURE. In that bag you're carrying around your plans, anxieties, fears and dreams as well. Anything to do with the future. And that bag is so heavy. It's got so much stuff in it. And you've been carrying around so long that it also makes your heart weary. Weary from thinking and planning and anxiety about the future. And then you focus on the left hand bag, the past. And you imagine yourself lowering that bag inch by inch as you lean to the left until the bag meets the floor. When it meets the floor, the burden of the past disappears. And it permits you to open up your hand, move it away from the handle, and move the arm and the hand up to your left side to rest, relax, re-energize. You've let go of the bag containing your past. And then you imagine the bag in your right hand, so heavy, your future. And you do the same. You lower it to the ground, slowly. Imagine lowering a real bag to the ground. You have to lean to the right. Lowering the bag until it too meets the floor. And the weight, the heaviness, the burden vanishes. And you move your hand up away from the bag, straightening the back so your right arm and hand is also hanging loosely, free by your right hand side, resting, recuperating, re-energizing. And you look down at those two bags which you've been carrying for such a long time, your past, your future. No one will take them away. You just put them down for a while so as to rest. And you are standing in this amazing place between the past and the future called now, the present moment, the place where you can rest, recuperate and re-energize, letting go of the past, letting go of the future, because you deserve to relax. Whatever you are aware of right now, just be kind to it. Let it be. Don't fight it. Don't grab it. Just like you're a passenger in the car looking through the window. just watching this moment, watching it change. At the same time, feeling energy come back into your mind, because it's not burdened with the past or the future. You learn so much from the present, never from the past. All wisdom comes from now. You prepare for the future by resting in this present moment, regaining your energies, regaining your perspective. Just stay in the now, just being here, as if you have no past, as if you have no future, as if at last you can rest, relaxing in the present. If you find yourself picking up the bag again, put it down as soon as possible. No need to work out anything. No need to philosophize. Just be feeling, hearing, knowing. Snoring. Just be. And see if you can be aware of the quality of just being in the present moment, the sense of freedom, the sense of peace. Can you know that peace of just being here? The sense of freedom from burdens and being forced to go here and having to do something else. At last you're free in the present moment. You deserve this space from past and future. And don't try and be anything. In this moment, open the door of your heart to this moment with no judgment. With no wanting, not trying to get rid of anything. Just like you're embracing whatever gift comes in this present. Appreciating the miracle of being alive. Where there's nothing to gain, nothing to, no goals to meet. Just being, like you once did as a child. It might happen naturally. If it doesn't, just see if you can be aware of your breathing. Just knowing a breath as it comes in to your body. Knowing the breath as it leaves your body. And if it helps, you don't have to, but if it helps, as you breathe in, you can think, breathing in peace. Breathe in peace from the universe into your body and mind. As you breathe out, let go. Any tightness, tension, sickness, diseases, Breathe it out with the out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out. Let go. See if you can feel what peace is as a sensation, as an experience. There are things in life which we have not really fully understood yet. Now you have the opportunity to get to know peace. If you breathe it in, the peace where nothing is missing. We don't need to go anywhere or do anything or become anybody. The peace where everything in this moment is as good as it gets. Being at peace with yourself. Being at peace with this moment. Being at peace with the world. Letting go of the past and future. It's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? Don't open your eyes yet. See if you can feel as deeply as you can the peace and relaxation in your body and mind. So you can recognize what meditation does. This beautiful freedom, this delightful peace. It's like coming home. I will now end the meditation as usual by the three rings of the gong. Please don't open your eyes until the last ringing starts to vanish. Okay, so those of you outside who want to come in, please come in. Those inside who want to go out. Okay. Okay. There's another card.